I'm really excited to be here to talk about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, green bonds. And I say I'm excited about it, and you're probably wondering, well, why don't I sound more excited? I'm a public finance attorney, and as far as that goes, I'm literally, imagine I'm screaming and jumping up and down and waving my hands. This is about as exciting as it gets. So what I want to do today is three things. Explain to y'all what green bonds are. How many of y'all are familiar with green bonds or been following them? All right, this should be hopefully exciting for you too. I want to explain what those are, how those might help you in your local jurisdictions, and then offer a few practice points about, you know, if you see these or you're asked about these, how you might handle them going forward. This is going to be a little bit different in that the best way to explain green bonds, at least in my opinion, is to kind of start at the big picture and see as a financing tool how they fit into the larger financial markets globally. But don't worry, after we do that, we're going to go from Paris to your hometown, but we just have to kind of go through that for a little bit. So just bear with me, and if you have any questions, feel free to interrupt me. I'm going the wrong way. There we go. Okay, so here's a little roadmap. I'm going to explain what green bonds are. We're going to talk about the development of the market, and then we'll get into some benefits of green bonds for your communities. So basically, a green bond, and this is going to sound circular at first, a green bond is a debt instrument issued by a city to finance green projects. So the question is, what is a green project? And I think the most general way to think about it is it's a project that you're going to do that's going to have a net positive environmental benefit for your community. And there's obviously a lot more technical and precise ways of phrasing that, but that's for now generally what it is. So what's interesting about this, as I mentioned earlier, is to think about green bonds within the larger financial context. And the green bonds, as I said, are a way to finance green infrastructure. So the best way, I think, to tie this together is to look at the Paris Agreement, if you remember that from 2015, and that stated three goals. And I think if we look at the three goals, we can kind of see neatly where green bonds fit into this. So the overarching goal is to try to limit anthropogenic climate change, global warming, limit it to about 2 degrees Celsius, and then also to adapt to climate change, build more infrastructure that's more resilient, and so forth. And so the third goal is increase financing flows to get these objectives done. This is where green bonds fit in. They're one of the tools that folks are developing to help get finance going in the direction of more climate resilience and lower carbon footprints. So how much money are we talking about? Estimates have it at about $93 trillion will need to be invested by the year 2035. This is a big number, but you also look at it, that's 8% of the 2015 GDP globally. So it's a big number, it's a small number. But I think that one thing to realize is that folks are serious about hitting these targets. In 2015, at the end of at the conclusion of the Paris Climate Summit, a group of investors representing $11.2 trillion, which is a lot of money, obviously, of investments, publicly stated their commitment to helping reach these goals and doing what they can to make this happen. And again, green bonds are a part of this. So let's think about how this money is going to get channeled to where it needs to go. We have entities, I think the framework for the green bond market first starts taking place with Climate Bonds International and International Capital Markets Association. And what these guys did was in about 2013, 2014, recognize that this market was going to be growing and realize that there needed to be some sort of structure to this. And so they issued specifications for how do you know when a bond is green? How do you communicate these things to investors so investors know what they're getting? And I think, you know, you might ask, why are these bonds different from a normal bond? It's a bond a city sells to develop infrastructure. What's so different? Why do we need different rules? Why do we need different guidelines? And the best way I can think of this is imagine you're in the market for a car and you're going to go buy a typical car, just a regular car. you don't really care about the emissions. You don't really care about how efficient it is. At the same time, what if you want to get a hybrid or you want to get an electrical car? There you're going to be concerned about, you know, how efficient it is, what it runs on, how good it is for the environment and so forth. So that's the green bonds, obviously. So we need rules for green bonds so that when investors buy these things, just like when you're going to go buy your Prius, you're assured that you are getting what you're paying for, that your investment is having a net positive benefit. So that's the purpose of these rules, and I'm going to go into those in a little bit. I'm going to fast forward, fasten your seatbelts here. We're going to go forward. Okay, so talking about the rules that have been set up, and we're going to get into this a little bit more when we talk about practice points. What you see is that the market has reached a consensus, at least in these early stages of the green bond market, as to what they want to see in terms of offering statements for these green bonds. And it sounds common sense, but it took a lot of work to get these 4 points out there. And what you'll see is when you look at any green bond offering statement, people want to know what the proceeds are going to be used for. And this is what's really interesting, especially for people practicing in cities. Investors want to know what your city's overall philosophy is or your overall approach to dealing with climate change is, and why did you pick this project, and how does this project fit into that?